You're listening to AirVenture In Flight on the Fly with Jay Monti, and we are out at the Lightport Mall, right in front of the brand new Affordable Flying Center, and we're going to chat with a couple of the manufacturers of these great newly designed and innovated airplanes. And right now, we are talking with Marty Fitzpatrick, and Marty is the national manager for Remos Aircraft. Good afternoon, Marty.
Well, good afternoon, and it's great to be here.
And you've got a couple of different airplanes here at the show, don't you?
Well, we actually have four of the new Remos GX models at the show, and that the GX is a refinement of our previous G3 model.
I see. Tell us a little bit about your airplane.
Well, the airplane is an all-carbon fiber constructed aircraft. It has the pretty much industry standard Rotax 912 100 horsepower engine in it. And one of the innovative features, of course, is the folding wing.
And so that allows people to put it in a trailer and take it home? Is that the idea for
that?
It
allows people to put it in a trailer and take it home if they're going on vacation and wish to take their airplane with them. That's easily done. And anymore, hangar space is at a premium in most market areas. And the beauty is you can stuff it in a hangar with one or two other fellas and save a whole lot on hangaring.
Tell us a little bit about specifics of that airplane as compared to maybe some of the other Lightport models. Give us our radio listeners a little description of your airplane. Speed, capabilities, performance, that type of thing. It's a low wing, is that right?
No, it's a high wing aircraft.
Okay.
And again, folding wings. Ours differs to some degree. We use a fuselage fuel tank in it so that we don't deal with fuel in the wings when we're folding them. Again, an all carbon fiber construction with a little bit of Kevlar in it as well. Has removable horizontal stabilizer surfaces, again, to go along with the folding wings for trailering. We have steerable nose wheel. We use a single hand brake, so it does not have differential toe brakes, but we think that's a good idea, especially in flight training scenarios. What else? Center stick control, of course, has a fair amount of enclosed baggage area inside. Wheel fairings, the typical stuff.
What type of range does the airplane have?
Well, the range at a normal cruise speed of about 115, 116 knots is on the order of 500 nautical.
Well, that's pretty good range for a
Pretty good range,
airplane.
And, you know, if you want to loaf around going, you know, doing 80 or so, that number goes up because the fuel burn goes down dramatically. We do have 22 gallons of fuel on board, of which 21 is usable.
And, of course, it can burn both autogas and 100 low lead.
Exactly. The Rotax, of course, is designed for high-octane auto fuel and runs wonderfully on 100 low lead as well.
Now, one of the big issues for those of us, I fly a light sport airplane, a Piper Cub, which fits into the rule, but we burn auto gas as well, or at least we did, up until the 10% ethanol started to get injected into the fuel. Now, your airplanes with the Rotax, they can run on the ethanolized fuel, correct?
Yeah, they have a spec on ethanol, and I think it's published at between 5 and 10%, depending on what publication you look at. Obviously, it becomes, you know, as conventional 100 low lead, we've heard rumors, you know, for 20 years that, you know, it's going away. Obviously, there seems to be a push more so to make it go away. And auto fuel is going to become an important part of flying in the very near future.
Yes, I think so. Where is Remos based?
Well, Remos Aircraft GmbH is a German company. The aircraft is designed and built in Germany. And we don't use an importer per se. Remos Aircraft Inc., the American corporation, is in fact Remos. So there's no middleman between Remos and its dealer system.
I see. And are the airplanes, have they been in existence in Germany quite a bit longer than we've had Lightsport here in the States?
Well, exactly. Remos has been around since 1999. Currently, there's some 260 or 270 flying worldwide, and approximately 60, 65 at this point here in the U.S. Now, Remos, again, did they were microlights in Europe, of course, and with the standards that came in light sport in the U.S., they did come over here. And they weren't day one, so they weren't the first one or two guys in the country. They were like number 33. But we've made great strides with the acceptance from the aviation community.
Yeah, I did an interview over at the Air Academy early in the week, and all of their Academy students are getting to log some dual in a Remos.
Yeah, Remos donated the use of a couple of aircraft for the program this summer to get the young eagles flying, and we've had very positive comments, of course, from the young eagles, but also from the instructors and pilots flying that program.
Yeah, so they had really good things to say about the Remos aircraft. Take a little bit of getting used to, but not long, and they were well on their way. The CFIs that I talked to that are flying them really are enjoying flying them.
Yeah, the folks, and we typically do demo flights extensively where possible at these types of events, Sun and Fun, Oshkosh, Sebring. And again, positive comments. We don't pay for those comments, so people are certainly allowed to fly anybody's brand and fly ours and, fill out the questionnaire at the end, and we have lots and lots of good comments on the product.
Well, Marty, there's a lot of nice airplanes here. Yours is certainly one of them, and we appreciate you spending some time talking to us about it today.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, and we'll see you next year.
Thank you very much, Marty.
Thank you.
And now we're going to move on to Gobosh. How do you pronounce that, gentlemen?
Is
it Gobosh? Just like it looks. The little umlaut above the O threw me off there a little bit. We've got Tim Baldwin and Dave Graham, President and Vice President of Gobosh Aviation, with us today. And, gentlemen, you also have an airplane here at AirVenture that you're demonstrating and selling, and you've got a big tent over there. And tell us a little bit about your airplanes. Which one of you would like to talk about it?
Well, again, thanks for having us here today. We appreciate it. It's been wonderful weather here at AirVenture 2008.
You're not kidding. It's just beautiful.
It's a big surprise for this place.
Except when we're on the air remote out in the open, it's always windy.
Yeah,
I don't know what
that's
all about.
We have with us today both aircraft that are in our current lineup, which include the Gobosh 700, which was an all aluminum low-wing aircraft built in Poland, and the Gobosh 800 XP, which is an all structural composite aircraft built in the Czech Republic.
You know, I've noticed there's quite a few light sport airplanes coming out of the Czech Republic. What do they have, 5 or 6 different brands coming out of the, Czech?
Oh, boy, I'd say there's something in the neighborhood of 50 different aircraft.
Even more.
Not all of them are light sport aircraft coming into this country, but, boy, they make a lot of airplanes there.
And a lot of gliders, too.
And a lot of gliders.
Oh, okay. So tell us a little bit about the capabilities of your particular airplanes that you have here. Now, Gobosh, you said, what were the models again?
There's the 700S.
The 700S.
Metal aircraft from Poland, and the 800 XP from the Czech Republic.
Okay. The 700S, what does that airplane look like?
It's an all-low-wing metal airplane. It's designed for flight training. It comes with structural aluminum and spring steel landing gear. It's based on a certified airplane that's produced in Europe that was specifically designed and moved to the LSA category in the USA.
Oh, okay. So it was in existence quite a while before we had light sport here in the States.
Actually, it was first certified, equivalent certification in Europe, the FAR 23 in 1999. And to bring it to light sport, we redesigned the cockpit and also redesigned the wing.
So, boy, there's quite a few airplanes here that have a history prior to light sport that are fitting into the ASTM standards for the U.S.
Yeah, there is, and there's quite a lot of engineering and aeronautical capability, particularly in Eastern Europe.
Tell us a little bit about the different capabilities of the airplanes that you have here this week.
Well, the difference between the 700 and the 800 basically comes down to the material that's used for construction, the 700 being all metal, the 800 being all carbon with a little bit of Kevlar around the cockpit. The 700 is very docile. It's heavy because it's designed to put up with any abuse that students can throw at it. And the 800 is designed more to be a personal airplane to get up and cruise for long distances.
I see. So When did we start importing these?
We launched at Oshkosh 2007, so we're a year with these aircraft today.
Any new models coming down the pike?
Well, none that we're ready to announce today, but GoBosch's original plan was to have five aircraft in the stable, which included low-wing metal, low-wing composite, high-wing metal, high-wing composite, and some fun sporty airplane we haven't quite figured out yet. We are working on a potential partnership today on a high-wing composite aircraft, and if all things go as expected, we'll debut that aircraft at the U.S. Sport Aviation Expo in Sebring in January.
We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we'll have a couple more manufacturers and a few words from Earl Downs. Jay Mont G. We'll be back in just a moment.